News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a rough day on Capitol Hill for Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle as she faced withering questions over the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. Testifying before the House Oversight Committee, Cheadle says the agency was told about a suspicious person before the Trump rally.
From what I've been able to discern, somewhere between 2 and 5 times there was some sort of communication about a suspicious individual.
Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says Cheadle must resign.
The bottom line is that under Director Cheadle's leadership, we question whether anyone is safe. Not President Biden, not the First Lady, not the White House, and certainly not the presidential candidate.
Cheadle declined to answer specific questions about what went wrong. She said an investigation would take 60 days, far longer than the 1981 Reagan shooting report. Democratic delegates are lining up behind Kamala Harris for president and picking VPs for her as well.
The VP has not said who she will pick as a running mate, but Rhode Island Democratic Party delegate Kristen Peters-Hamlin says Senator Mark Kelly.
Arizona is a swing state. Mark adds ideological balance. He's done very well in Arizona attracting Latinos and suburban women.
And she says the Democrats would not lose his Senate seat
because of the Constitution in Arizona, which requires that be from the same party.
As for others in the VP hopper,
I don't think Beshear is a good idea because Kentucky is not in play. It's a red state. I don't think that Pennsylvania's Governor Shapiro is a good idea because we need him in Pennsylvania.
I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 127 points, the NASDAQ rose 280, the S&P advanced 59. This is SRN News. A historic church goes up in flames.
Georgia's Zebulun United Methodist Church was constructed some 200 years ago, but it's gone now, the victim of a lightning strike that sparked a big fire. The congregation is vowing to rebuild, and the local community will help. Zebulun Mayor Joe Walter tells Atlanta News First, quote, "We're going to rebuild whatever it takes, and we're going to continue to worship here." Nobody was hurt in the blaze, but the building is a total loss. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates say an initiative to ask voters if they want to enshrine abortion in Montana's constitution has enough signatures to appear on the November ballot. Montanans supporting reproductive rights claims that counties have confirmed over 74,000 signatures. The petition needed over 60,000 to qualify for the ballot. Still pending is whether the signatures of inactive voters should count toward the total. This is SRN News. There are still delays at some airports.
That's after a faulty software update caused havoc worldwide and led to the grounding by almost all airlines of a number of flights. But the impact is receding. Total cancellations within, into, or out of the U.S. early Monday totaled 758. According to the latest data from FlightAware, the vast majority of cancellations were Delta airline flights. Delta reporting 626 cancellations, or nearly 83% of all canceled flights within and in and out of the U.S. Monday. John Scott reporting.
The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, has traveled to Haiti to meet leaders of the new transitional government and the Kenyan police, who are the vanguard of a UN-backed force meant to help curb widespread gang violence in that country. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.